think it does. It depends on how much you've eaten throughout the day as well. So if you're only having two or three small portions, then I don't think it will work. I think your body will go into starvation mode and it'll store anything as fat. But if you're grazing or having maybe five, six small meals per day and your metabolism keeps going, then there shouldn't be any problem. You should start seeing better results.
I'm like a lot of people, I guess. I think a lot of people will understand this, maybe you as well. Even though food is being prepared at home, dinner is ready, half an hour before, I think, I'll have a little piece of cheese or I'll have a little biscuit. You know, that grazing is bad, isn't it? Because it's extra calories.
It is if it's the wrong stuff. So if it is your biscuits, then yes. But if you're grazing on the right stuff, your nuts, seeds or something like that, then it's not a problem before dinner.
Yeah. Are you quite strict with yourself with when you eat in the evening? Because I know a lot of people have this school of thought that you should sort of try and eat several hours before you go to bed. So you're not, basically it's not sitting there and it's not just, you know, you're using some of that energy up before you actually then go and lay down for 8 hours.
Yeah, I don't know. I think for most people, time, you can't do anything about the time. So I get home from work about 8 o'clock every evening. So I'll then have my dinner then. But shouldn't make a difference. It shouldn't sit on your stomach. You need to eat quite late anyway to keep your metabolism going. So it's probably, if I was to eat an earlier dinner, say 5-6 o'clock, I'll then have a smaller snack later on in the evening to keep the calories burning.
I was just thinking, you know, when you're shopping around Kesgrove, when you're out on a Friday night and one of your clients happens to just be passing and there you are tucking into a pizza, it must be terrible. You must be constantly looking over your shoulder thinking, well, I can't really have that because there might be a client around.
I was shopping yesterday with my uncle countless come up to visit, and we were shopping yesterday and I kept thinking, I'm going to see a client here as I'm walking up and down the alcohol aisle. But no, I think it shows that we're human, and if, you know, I'd be lying if I said I stuck to healthy eating or clean eating 100% of the time. But I think if you stick to it about 80% of the time, and now and again, if I want to have a pizza or if I want to have a drink, then I'll have it. But
I must ask you this, because I'm fascinated by this, just because I just want to know whether you're like the rest of us, really. When you're in the gym, when you're working out, right, you own a gym and you work in a gym all day, that is your life. Is there a piece of kit that frankly you can't stand? Because for most of us it's the rower. We don't like it and we have to do it. What is your, I better do that then?
The reason you don't like it is because it's hard work.
It is hard work,
yeah,
you're right.
But
I quite like the sitting down bit,
yeah.
But it is hard. It's hard for a while. It's always quite a bit boring as well.
Yeah. There's nothing that I don't really like. There's certain bits that I don't think I get as good results on, so I don't use it. But generally I'll try and do a bit of everything, and then your body's working in all sorts of ways.
So you've got a boot camp going on right now, have you?
Just started today, yeah.
Boot camp. Where is that?
Kesgrave boot camps. Okay. So we run that from the Kesgrave Fields or at Grange Fitness. So we do 4 weeks on, then we have a week rest, and then we go again in 4 weeks' time.